It's the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, your weekly local sports podcast. And now, here's your hosts, Greg Revels and Tony Stowers.
And we're back with episode 39 of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. We have baseball, we have softball, we have track, we have soccer. We've got it all, and we're going to bring it all to you in the next hour or so. But before we start that, we're going to talk about the number 39. And, Tony, you've got some number 39s for us.
Yeah, my favorites, of course, are going to be Dave Parker, right fielder for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Probably one of the best outfield arms in Major League history. Was one of the best line drive hitters of the 70s and 80s. I think he led the lead in batting a couple of years there. He kind of derailed himself, but is he going in the Hall of Fame? Is there a push to get him in the Hall of Fame?
I'm not sure, but he was also a Cincinnati Red, wasn't he?
He was a Cincinnati Red, much to my disappointment. and then Mika Fitzpatrick, great defensive back for the Steelers. Those are my favorite 39s.
I think Larry Zonka takes it because also he wins best mustache.
Yeah. I was telling them before we came on, Larry Zonka, when I was about 7 or 8 years old, I had a Larry Zonka jersey.
Nice.
So he was one of my first football heroes,
and yeah.
I couldn't grow that mustache at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
About 12, I got one.
Did you know of him before the jersey?
Yeah.
Okay, because I've seen that before, and I remember having like a jersey. I don't remember who, but I was like, oh, now he's my favorite player.
Yeah.
Because I have the jersey now.
Because you got the jersey.
Because I got the jersey.
Yeah. I got that jersey, and my brother got a Jerry Eckwood jersey. Mm. He'll be coming up in about four episodes.
Mm. Nice.
So.
Nice. What are we on? I think overall we're on like episode 90 or something. Are there any good 90s?
Yeah. We're gonna work on that.
We're gonna work on that next year.
That's what we're gonna do. Tony's already decided he's gonna keep up with that, and we're gonna work on that for the next year.
I mean, how high do numbers go?
Well, they don't 99. Go over 99's.
They don't go over 99, huh?
Yeah.
Hockey player.
Yeah.
Wayne Gretzky. Yeah, best number 99.
Yeah.
There's never been a 101.
Not that I know of. There may be by there then, be, though. Yeah. You never know.
Yeah.
Roy Caponella, great catcher for the Dodgers.
Mm.
Yeah.
Back, his what was career that? Cut too short.
Yeah.
He was in an automobile accident.
Yeah, he was in an automobile accident. Hugh McElhaney, of course, Dwight Howard, one of the great NBA players that skipped college.
I was going to say, one of the first straight to the NBA players. Yeah.
That's cool.
Big guy.
Yeah.
Big guy.
Yeah.
And of course, Larry Zonka, you know, still one of the only undefeated team members from Miami Dolphins. And what was that, 72?
That was 72, yep. Still the only NFL team to go through a regular season and the playoffs and the Super Bowl undefeated.
A lot of people that probably never seen him play football would know him as a Miller Lite spokesperson in the commercials.
For sure.
A little bit of a throwback. he had more fullback size than but they had a good fullback on that team as well named Jim Kick. Mm-hmm. And they were a pretty good tandem in the backfield.
Yeah they really, really were.
Missed out on not having Tom Selleck play him in the biopic.
That's true.
You know?
Mercury Morris also played with
him. I was going to say Mercury Morris.
Kind of the outside speed there. Back in the day when the ball was run a little bit more.
Yeah.
But anyway, a lot of good 39s. I mean, if I'm going to have to go with one currently, I'm going to go with Minka. He's a great player. And if you go back in the OG.
The legend category.
Yeah, probably Larry Zonka in that. And then you got in the middle of that Dave Parker. He was a great baseball player.
He put Dave Parker in the middle.
Well.
Dave Parker used to fancy himself a poet. There was one year when his average was down a little bit. He was hitting in the 290s in the middle of the summer, and he told a reporter, "When the leaves turn brown, I'll be wearing the batting crown." And he did.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But probably time to move on. Let's talk about the Leopards and Lady Leopards last week. Tony, both had a pretty good week.
Yep. Leopards 16-5 on the year. Beat Hugo 11-0. Sam Graham pitches a one-hitter. in that game and get revenge for a loss to Hugo. The week before, Lady Leopards traveled to Springdale, beat them 15-7, and several Lady Leopards had big games. Perry Nickerson, she goes 4-for-5 with a double and a triple and 3 RBIs, 8 strikeouts. I mean, again, you could talk about Perry Nickerson every week, but you know, to add to that, Kate 2-for-4, 3 run homer and a double. Kat Sokash, a double, 2 RBIs. Tegan 2-for-4 and an RBI. Lindley Ligon 2-for-4. Presley had a single and 2 RBIs. Leopards get 12 hits against Springdale and beat a really good softball team, and they're rolling going into the regional at 14-3.
Yeah, good job by them. Got another game today. That's
got to watch the Lady Bikes while they were up there too.
Yeah, they did. Unfortunately, they lost when they watched them.
Yeah,
but they did get to watch them. Got another game today against Lakeside, I believe.
That's right.
At Lakeside, and then going to the regional tournament. We'll talk about that in just a minute. So great week for them, baseball.
They're playing Boonville tonight at UA Rich Mountain.
Yeah, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And we've got to see that facility, not in use, but just drove out and looked at it. And
pretty nice.
It's a nice facility.
Oh, man.
Really is a nice facility.
Always makes it better for you guys, too, right? When you go, nice facility, broadcast from, not like out just in the dirt.
Yeah. Which we've been there, too. Yeah. So
you ever have like a foul ball come at you?
Yeah. Have we ever had
one? Yeah.
Yeah, I duck from them all the time.
I catch them, Greg.
Yeah, Tony doesn't do it. Hey, I have no faith in that net at Leopard Stadium. One of these days it's going to come right through there, and it'll probably hit me right in the head.
Yeah.
But anyway, a big week as it's regional week for both the Leopards and Lady Leopards. Going to be played at home in at the Queen Thursday through Saturday, weather permitting.
Yeah.
Weather a little iffy Thursday and Friday, so maybe get them in, because they don't really push. They don't like have it all day long, so it's there's a possibility that you may
squeeze it in.
Yeah, squeeze it in, move it around, delay a game a little while or something.
And they like to get them in.
I could see Thursday being a long day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They like to get them in because they don't want to do anything with that state tournament. They don't want to push it back any. So.
No. Well, yeah, that's right. And so they try to do everything they can get them in I think they've actually played some on Sundays before.
Mm-hmm.
But, both the Leopards and Lady Leopards playing Thursday, Tony. You got the opponents and times there?
Warren both times. Baseball plays at 12:30. Softball plays at 5:30. Man, come out and see some good ball and support our Leopard ball clubs as the Queen hosts the regional. The last time we hosted the regional, got a lot of compliments on it. It was well attended. And hopefully this one will be as well. The weather will stay away, and we can get it in a reasonable amount of time.
And the facility's upgraded.
Yes.
For
a lot of stadium seating now.
That's what I was going to ask. Do you need to bring a lawn chair? Or?
Well, you may because the stadium seats are full, but there's a lot of stadium seats at the ballpark now.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So looking forward to that as we start Thursday and 12:30.
12:30. That's when the Leopards play.
Yep. And then 5:30
for the Warren South. Lumberjacks.
Yep. And that's who they played last year.
Yeah.
And
Warren and DeQueen, it seems like they meet up a lot in the postseason in these sports.
Yep. So, but looking forward to that. Anything you got anything else on the Leopards or Lady Leopards?
Oh, I do. Leopard soccer right now, 15-3 on the year, 12-0 in the league. They are rolling. I talked to Coach Stephen Sloan. He thinks that they have a legitimate shot of being a contender to win the state. Lady Leopards are 15-0-1 and 12-0 in the league. So the Leopard soccer combined 33-1.
Man, that's crazy.
It is. They play at Malvern tomorrow, and both the boys – wouldn't it be really cool if our boys and girls both won state?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be great. That'd be great. And looking at they're headed that way anyway. To at least to be good contenders for it.
Yes.
Anything else you got?
No.
Okay, well, we got a couple of things. One thing I got is congratulations to the Lady Leopards track team who won conference last week and moving on to state on Tuesday night this week, or Tuesday, not just night, but it'll be an all-day thing. But next week we'll get to report on that. And so, Tony, who you got for the Leopard Shelter Insurance Jeff Woods Agency Player of the Week?
Perry Nickerson goes 4-for-5 with a double and a triple and 3 RBIs and 8 strikeouts against Springdale in a 15-7 win, and she's going to be our Leopard Player of the Week.
All right. Love it.
Congratulations.
Sponsored by Jeff Woods.
Yes.
Yeah. Shelter Insurance.
Yes.
Our good buddy Jeff Woods.
He's a great guy.
We appreciate him.
Huge supporter of the Leopards.
And one thing I know about Jeff Woods is he can be halfway home from a golf tournament, and he will turn around and go back to the country club to get a friend's phone for
him.
He
will.
Oh.
He will do that. And he cooks a mean brisket, too.
I bet he does.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and he sells some great insurance.
Yeah, he does.
So go check him out.
Or somebody up there does.
Somebody up there does.
Yeah,
I don't know. Right. He kind of just sits in the office. Yeah, that's usually what I say.
Well, that's what when you got it all under control, that's right. What you get to do, right?
That's right.
You're the man.
Yeah. He's got great employees there. They've helped me through the whole house buying thing. It was awesome. So shout out to them.
Yeah.
That's it for the Leopards, right?
That's it for the Leopards. You ready to talk about?
I'm so ready to talk about DeQueen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic. I needed to use them last week, and I will need to use them this week on multiple different occasions. So last week, I have two cats, and they are still alive, but they both were having stomach problems. They couldn't keep any food down, and that went on for about 2 days. Did a quick Google on it. Vet immediately take them to the vet. It was Thursday. I took them in, kind of rushed them in emergency style, and they were like, no appointment in that, but all good. They took the cats in, they got them, they got a little medicine in them, and luckily nothing too bad, but just how fast they took them in, I was able to drop them off. They got to them when they could, which was very quick. Called me, said, listen, you're all good. We're sending you home with some medicine. Your cats are fine. Blood work looks good. It was so fast, so quick, so effective, so nice. And then I'm like, I'm honestly, listen, their prices are great, but I still was like, oh, this is probably going to be a little bit. It was so cheap compared to what I thought I was going to have to pay. Mm-hmm. So the whole experience just solidifies it, man. DeQueen Animal Hospital, Dr. Martin, his whole staff here, and then, of course, down in Ashdown as well. Great folks. And I also just got a new dog. So and the cats need their shots this week. So, you know, going to be using a lot of DeQueen Animal Hospital this week, and I'm happy for it.
So it's a good thing you got a check.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. But they take credit care.
Yeah.
Which is something that I have, and I use it pretty much just for the cats and the pets. Mm-hmm. They take that. So I have, like, you know, I can have it financed with no interest for 12 months.
Right.
They also accept all kinds of different forms of payment for their stuff. So shout out to them. DeQueen Animal Hospital, 1690 Highway 70 West, 870-642-8387 to book your appointment today.
That's Vets.
That is Vets. And then down in Ashdown at 139 Southern Drive down in Ashdown, 870-898-5181 to schedule your appointment with them. Just if you don't believe me, go online and look at all the reviews and their rating and all that. Amazing place to take your loved ones to Ashdown Veterinary Clinic and DeQueen Animal Hospital, including Greg. I take Greg there.
Yeah,
when he's got a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. He gets a little cup of whipped cream at the end, and he loves that. So
it works out well.
It does.
It works out well for Ollie, too. They do a great job with him, as they do with all animals.
That's right.
Emergency. Appreciate them so much.
Routine, checkup, flea and tick, heartworm medication, all that covered, and great pricing and all that on it. So shout out to them. They've been a sponsor since the very beginning.
Correct.
You can tell they're huge Leopards fans and fans of just Southwest Arkansas sports in general. So
yeah, we appreciate them so much.
Yes, that's right. Now we move on.
Jim otherwise occupied today.
Jim's
not here.
Yeah.
Jim's not here, but to take his place we have Tony.
Ashdown Panthers having a great baseball season. They were the number one seed in the District 7 3A tournament in Genoa. They get a bye, then they defeat Smackover 16-0 on Friday. On the mound, Kyler Jones did a great job, complete game shutout, which is hard to do in high school baseball because of pitch count. Mm-hmm. You know, you can only throw so many pitches. Mm-hmm. Had 7 strikeouts.
So you got to get it under. Like, you got to be flawless, basically. Well,
Bo McCaslin, who I statted for Leopard Baseball when he was the baseball coach, and he had a target of 15 pitches an inning. That's what he wanted his pitchers to be at, was mm-hmm. 15 pitches an inning. Mm-hmm. The great named Cutter Dollarhide, Riley Williamson and Taylor Mitchell all had 2 hits for the Panthers. So they advanced the next day in the championship game against Genoa on Saturday. Panthers held a 3-2 lead going into the bottom of the 7th, but that pitch count thing reaches up and bites them as Walt Jones had pitched 6 great innings, went over the pitch count 1 batter into the 7th, and then the Dragons go on to score 4 runs to take a 6-3 lead. Panthers come back a little bit. Mason Washington hits a 2-run homer to cut the lead to 6-5, but the Genoa Dragons went on to beat Ashdown by that 6-5 score. Now the Panthers will go into the regional as the number 2 seed. They'll take on the McGee Owls on Thursday at 5:30, and that game's being broadcast on 102.1 The Good Path. The pregame show with Jim Cross begins at 5:15.
And that's in Ashdown if you want to attend.
That's right.
Nice.
Regionals in Ashdown and DeCoin.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
That's really cool. So did Jim give you a player of the game there?
Well, player of the week? I actually got to pick the one this week. Okay. So we're going to go with Kyler Jones, who pitched that complete game shutout over the Smackover Buckaroos, one of the great Arkansas nicknames. And so we're going to go with Kyler. Congratulations, Kyler, on your shutout of the Buckaroos.
All right. Kyler Jones, the Dom Tar Panther Player of the Week.
Nice.
And look forward to hearing what they do in the regional tournament. We'll hear from Jim next week, and we'll get to see what his take is on that regional tournament.
That's right.
We appreciate him so much for getting us the information and what he does every week.
And we appreciate Dom Tar for sponsoring that Panther Play of the Week every week.
That's true. So yeah. We move on.
Yeah, Jim's not here, but Outlaws aficionado Jeff Tuttle is here in studio. What do you got, man? Outlaws.
I missed you guys last week.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, we missed you too.
Yeah.
We missed everybody. It was me and Tony last week.
Yeah.
It was a good episode.
I would say that the podcast was like 10 minutes shorter.
But. Felt like you guys had a lot of breathing room on that episode.
Yeah. But anyway, we're ready for the Outlaws, King Tut.
Well, I'll start things off with the Lady Outlaws softball team. I think y'all touched on it probably last week, but they wrapped up their season. They won 3 of their last 4 games, though. You know, and this team was improving. They return all starters for next year.
Nice.
So, you know, they've got a foundation to build on. They won their first game in the district tournament, defeated Mountain Pine, then they lost in the bottom of the 7th inning by 1 run to the Murfreesboro Lady Rattlers, so they missed the regional tournament. Controversial win for the Lady Rattlers. I'll talk about that off the air.
But on the air? We need Stephen A. Tuttle up here.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I've never heard every win that Murfreesboro gets is a controversial win.
Yeah, asterisk somewhere around there.
Wait till you hear my stories.
Oh, great.
Do you want me to mention one of them? One play?
Maybe if we start a Patreon and you guys start paying us to hear these episodes, you can hear Jeff Tuttle's take. I think people would pay just to hear that.
I'm not agreeing to it until you tell me what a Patreon is.
Let me just give you an example. I was sick and unable to go. I was supposed to broadcast it, but I was watching a Facebook live stream of the game, and I had to call somebody to ask them why the batter was out in one inning. We had a runner on second, a girl at the plate batting. I could hear the umpire on the camera called foul ball, fouled it off into the dirt. Catcher caught it. Our runner was going from second to third. Catcher come up, couldn't make the throw. You can't steal. It's a foul ball. He called the batter out for batter interference because the catcher couldn't throw.
A foul ball.
That's the kind of game the Lady Outlaws faced.
We had something very similar
that day.
Hmm.
I mean, so it was a tough one. You know, there was a few other plays in there that other people had told me about, but Moving on to the baseball team, though, they had a big week. You know, they defeated Foreman, and I think y'all touched on that on Monday, but their big game was against the Horatio Lions. It was a win or season be done. Mm-hmm. Got rained out. They played it on Saturday, and the Outlaws won 9-8 in nine innings, scored a walk-off run to win the ball game, and I mean, it was a big win, so they'll move on to the regionals. The interesting thing about that game was the Lions, the Outlaws had to win to make the regional. The Lions had to win by two runs. If they didn't defeat the Outlaws by two runs, it was going to be a coin flip to see who went to the regional tournament. So
wow.
I'm glad we didn't have to take that chance. To go over a few numbers from the ball game. Outlaws played the best game I've seen them play. I mean, they had 13 hits. McLean Smith had two. Tristan Godwin had one hit and an RBI. And Isaac Turner had one hit. Isaac Turner and Jackson Turner, they both stepped up for this team. You know, young players. And good to see them contributing. But you get to some of the numbers, Dylan Moore, senior, went 3-for-4, scored three runs, and had one stolen base. Jordan Hill went 2-for-5 with two doubles, four RBI, stole two bases, scored two runs, and one of those was the game-winning run. And then you had Peyton Beckman, went 2-for-4. He had a double and catches every game, every pitch, threw out three base runners for the Lions in that ball game trying to steal bases, and those were huge. But Grayson Kersey, who he'll be mentioned again later in the podcast for anybody listening that wants to turn us off. Grayson Kersey went 2-for-4, two doubles, three RBI, and he knocked in Jordan Hill to win the ball game in walk-off fashion. So great game for the Outlaws, and by virtue of that win, they move on to the regional. They'll play Thursday morning at 10 a.m., weather permitting, and they've got a chance to take on the number one team in the state, the Woodlawn Bears at Woodlawn.
Where is Woodlawn?
About 20 miles south of Pine Bluff.
Okay.
Awesome.
Long ways away.
Long ways away.
All right. So Lady Outlaws finished as far as softball goes. How they do in the district tournament? I mean, district track meet.
They finished runner up, and they have several. We have several kids. I think we figured up yesterday, maybe 11 girls competing in a state meet.
Yeah,
which takes place on Tuesday at Gurdon. So I mean, it'll be one of the closer state track meets for our area. And I think we have like 9 boys that have moved on to the state meet. And I would like to run down some names, but I don't want to leave anybody out, so I'm not gonna step off into that one. But
maybe we'll talk about that after they go to state, and we can see what happens and kind of do that. But so Outlaws and Lady Outlaws both represented well at state and track. Lady Outlaws finish up the season. Outlaws going to Woodlawn to face the top rated Woodlawn Woodies in baseball. This week, Thursday at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
So, tough task, but not impossible, right?
Upsets happen. There's a reason they get out there and play them.
That's exactly right. So, good luck to the Outlaws this week. Anything else about Outlaws you want to talk about? I know you got something, surely.
I can't really think of anything else. I mean, we got a busy week. But I'll go ahead and give the Todd Moore Shelter Insurance Outlaw Player of the Week.
That'll work.
And I'm going to go with co-players of the week this week for them.
Whoa. Not kidding, guys.
It happens.
It does. It has.
Both seniors.
Do we get to charge Todd twice for that?
Then? Oh, yeah.
you have to recognize those seniors. And Dylan Moore, 3-for-4, three runs. And Jordan Hill, 2-for-5, two doubles, four RBI, two runs scored. One of them a game winner. Those are going to be the co-players of the week. Todd Moore, Shelter Insurance Outlaw Players, plural,
yeah,
of the week.
Players of the week. Gotcha.
All right. And so that wraps up the Outlaws for the week. Thank you, Jeff, for that. We appreciate that. Going to talk about the Horatio Lines and Lady Lines. Horatio Lines had a 1-1 week and finished their season as they beat Cutter 10-0, and then they lost to the Dirks Outlaws in 9 innings. 9-8, as you heard Jeff Tuttle talk about, he talked about Outlaws. That concludes the Lions season. They had a somewhat un-Lion-like season for them. They were 6-18 overall, 6-8 in the conference. But they've concluded their year. Lady Lions, 13-10, 6-2. That great week for them. They were 1-1 as they were the beat Foreman 11-0, then lost to Cutter Morning Star, who we saw last week. Tony and Cutter, just a really good team. They lost to them 4-1. Mm. Paige Williamson, a winning pitcher for the Lady Lions against Foreman, and also stole two bases. Had a great game there. This week, softball is going to play Taylor before we get this out. It'll be Monday night, which we won't get it out. It'll already be done. And then they are going to Woodlawn to play in the regional tournament that begins Thursday also. And the Horatio State Bank line player of the week is going to be Paige Williamson, who, she pitched, beat Foreman 11-0, stole two bases. Just a great, Paige is one of those people we could pick every week.
Yeah.
Does a great job, but congratulations to her for being the Horatio State Bank line player of the week.
Very good, man. Very good.
We move on.
Yeah. Gators, huh?
We're going to talk about Gators. We're going to talk about the Foreman Gators, who are their baseball season now over also as they lost to Dirks. And their season is now over, and they went 9-12 for the season. Lady Gators 10-7. They lost to Horatio, but they beat Spring Hill. They ended up third in the district, so they're going to play at Woodlawn also on the 8th, which is Thursday. And their player of the week, which is Horatio State Bank Gator player of the week, is going to be London Dirks. For the Lady Gators, congratulations to her for being the Horatio State Bank Gator Player of the Week.
Very cool.
We appreciate them and all getting us the information and everything they do all week, all year long.
Yeah.
Moving on, we're going to the Costot River Eagles, and Buddy Tony's got some information.
Well, as of today, Eagles and Lady Eagles seasons are over. The Eagles 10-6 beat Cedarville 16-7, then lost to Paris 9-3. So their season's over. I want to take the time to thank Dakota Barrett for keeping us up on the Eagles during the spring sports. It's one of the few times this year he didn't coach, but he was able to get us the information, was faithful to do that, and we really appreciate it. He did send me a text saying they're starting spring practice this week, so football practice.
Oh,
so
yeah.
He's ready to go, man. They're ready to knock heads up at Cozatot. Chris Cardeby is going to be our Union Bank of MENA Eagle Player of the Week.
All right. Congratulations to Chris Cardeby, and thank you to Union Bank of MENA for sponsoring the Eagle Player of the Week.
They'll be playing high school football, right?
Well, they'll be playing JV this year.
Oh, JV.
Is that right?
Yeah,
JV.
I think so, yeah.
So one more year, and then they're...
Yeah.
We talked to a few of them the other day on the radio show, and they're pretty excited.
Yeah, they are excited about it. But congratulations to Chris Cardeby, and thank you to Union Bank of MENA. Kind of wraps up the high school stuff. We just got a few things, just a little cleanup to do. First of all, we want to talk about the DeQueen Motorsports Game of the Week.
Mm-hmm.
And Freddie, we appreciate you and what you do every week, but this is going to be the DeQueen Motorsports Games of the Week. Because
the DeQueen Motorsport Weekend.
Yeah, that's right. Because there are games, I mean, you got Dirks playing at Woodlawn. You've got Foreman girls playing at Woodlawn. Mm-hmm. You've got Ashdown Panthers playing at Ashdown. You got the DeQueen Leopards and Lady Leopards playing in DeQueen.
Ashdown and DeQueen both hosting.
Yeah. All very important games. So and you know, they win one, they go to state. And that's the big deal. And so all those games are huge.
If they win one.
You get in those lose and go or go home games.
Yeah.
Those are very those are tough games.
Yeah.
You know, I played in a few in high school, and I don't think we won any of them. They are hard pills to swallow.
So if you win one, you go to state.
Right.
But if you lose, you're out.
You're out.
Your high school. In a lot of cases, if you're a senior, your high school career is over. It's the last time you'll take the field.
Yeah.
And so that you know, basically, I'm going to use the Leopards for example here. Leopards, Lady Leopards are playing Thursday. If they lose Thursday, they're over.
Right.
If they win Thursday, then they're going to play Friday and Saturday.
Regardless of losses.
Yeah. We'll be going to Monticello again to eat at Ray's.
Right.
Can't wait, man. Love Ray's.
Monticello hosts everything this year?
They tried to host.
They wanted to host this.
They wanted to host the regional and the state.
Yeah. And basketball and football.
Yeah.
I mean, basketball and
softball. Baseball. Yeah.
They were mad when
that's
they didn't
just
get
lazy.
Off.
They just don't want to go anywhere.
No. And you know,
if the AAA will let you do it,
they're like, why don't you guys all have your district tournaments here as well?
Yeah. You know,
did y'all play your home game?
Home games.
They do have a nice gym, and it was. Yeah. I will give them credit for this. Best place to eat in Monticello. The hospitality room in the gym.
There's no doubt about it.
A lot of crackers and cheese.
It wasn't even close.
Oh, okay.
No.
You know, but looking at the brackets, I mean, I think the Scrappers play Monticello in baseball. I think they snuck in as a four seed. I don't think their softball team was that good. There's a shot that neither one of their teams will be at the state tournament.
Yeah.
There's a good shot
that
they won't be at the state tournament.
Wow.
Yep. So – anyway, that's where we get to go if we win. We get that other that 3.5 hour drive again.
Yeah.
So
it's the DeQueen Motorsports Tournament Week.
That's right.
Yes,
that's what it is. So thank you to Freddie and for what he does every week all year long for sponsoring those games of the week. Tony, we got a couple of things. We got the Toe Thumper Lures Girls Player of the Area.
That's going to go to Kate Lindsay, 2-for-4 with a 3-run homer at Springdale this weekend. Also had a double, 3 RBI. She had a great weekend. Kate's had a really good season. I would say in the last 2 or 3 weeks, she has probably come on as much as any Lady Leopard.
Yeah.
And she's going to be a force to be reckoned with down the road.
Yeah, she really is. Congratulations to Kate, but I got a question for you, Tony, about the Lady Leopards. Am I wrong, or did they beat both Springdale and Springdale Harbor this year?
They did. They beat Springdale Harbor at the beginning of the season, and then Springdale this weekend.
Okay, so I mean, that's pretty huge.
Yeah,
you go up to Northwest Arkansas, beat some of the biggest schools in the state.
Yeah, you know, Chad, he told us that he wanted his kids to play some good competition before regional, and they play Cutter and Springdale.
Yeah.
So that's, I mean.
Yeah.
That's so somebody asked, pretty good.
Yeah.
Somebody asked, did they beat Springdale or Springdale Harbor? You can
both.
Say yes.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. Yeah. But congratulations to Kate Lindsay for being the Toad Thumper Lures Girls Player of the Area this week. And Tony, the Horatio State Bank Boys Player of the Area.
From the Outlaws, going to be Grayson Kersey, 2-for-4, 2 doubles, 3 RBIs, and the game-winning hit
versus
Horatio.
Congratulations, Grayson Kersey, the Horatio State Bank Boys Player of the Area for this week. And we got one more award to do. The Adderose Designs Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air Player of the Area for this week. And that goes to
Sam Graham threw a one hitter versus Hugo. Sam's had a great season. I don't know how many home runs he has, 3 or 4. He's hit leadoff for the Leopards all season. And he's had a great career. Hopefully he'll get to add 4, 5, 6 games onto his career here and at the end of the season, but we're going to go with Sam Graham.
Is that his first shirt?
I think so. Unless he got one for basketball.
Yeah, as far as I know, that's his first one. But his first one in baseball for sure.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is one hitter. He started 2 games this year that I know of. Both one hitters.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say.
He's their normal closer.
Yeah.
Normally the guy that comes into the game and throws gas.
Yeah.
You know, you get in a situation where you don't want to throw Logan, you don't want to throw Connor. It's natural, throw Sam. And he just comes in and throws one hitter.
Yeah. Wow. That's what I was going to say. I tried to throw some competition in there for the player of the area, but one hitter. That's hard to top that.
Yeah, for sure.
I threw a one hitter one time when I was 13 years old down here. Randy Honey got the one hit. It was a home run. We lost 1-0. That's a true story.
Was it a wiffle ball game?
That's a true story.
And, you know, Randy's son, third baseman for the Scrappers.
Yeah.
So it all comes around, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Now, it's good to get your first shirt. Congratulations to Sam Graham. I know some of those Lyle girls. They open up their closet. It's just Sports Page on the air.
Which shirt am I going to wear?
Yeah, exactly.
You have to move the trophies out of the way.
Yeah, true.
All the plaques.
You know, every other athlete at Dequan at school says, come home. Yeah, one of those.
Yeah, I want one of them.
Well, we do try to spread it around as much as we can. We really do.
Sometimes. It's inevitable.
Yeah,
you know.
Right.
Yeah,
that's right.
I'll tell you what else is inevitable. Can I say that? Inevitable.
Apparently you can.
Inevitable is learning some great things at CCCUA.
You talking about Costot?
I am talking about Costot. Yeah. UA Costot.
Yeah.
CCCUA.edu. Actually, look at this. I have their website pulled up.
Yeah. 870-584-4471.
That's right.
Just call them.
Do you know their mission statement, Greg?
Yeah.
UA Costot.
Teach them. They'll learn.
Build it, they will come.
Yeah. Essentially. I mean, that's pretty much it. UA Costot embraces diversity and is committed to improving the lives of those in our region by providing quality education, outstanding service, and relevant industry training.
And that is Steve Cole's way of saying teach them, they'll learn.
Basically.
Yeah. He's got other ways of saying that,
too. You want to know the word that stands out to me out of all of those? Relevant.
Yeah.
How many irrelevant college degrees, you know, are out there? Here at UA Costot, man.
Yeah.
Like their job placement and all their certifications and all that, it's all relevant to the area. You know, you go there and you get your education and you are in the field, you know. I always really like that. The community and workforce resources that they have, career services, employer resources, continuing education, economic development, the community facilities that are all available, and adult education as well, youth building and power grants. You can go to UA Costot, their website, cccua.edu, and learn about what student life is like there for like campus dining and their centers for student success and everything. You can get all that information on there, learn about their athletics. You can also look at all the ways to pay for college. Financial aid is available, of course, scholarships and you know, getting your books paid for and all that kind of stuff, tuition fees, meals, and housing costs. You can do all of that online. Yeah.
Nah, we don't need no stinking books.
No. It's all on the laptop now, isn't it?
Yeah, they got it all. I don't even think you have to buy a book out there. Very seldom. There are some, but they have pretty much went to where you don't buy a book.
You know, I need I need a good book for my 91 Chevy.
Yeah.
There's no good one. They're not, or I look online, there's nothing. You got to buy Haynes.
Yeah.
The Haynes manual.
Yeah.
You know, from 1991. Yeah. That goes in your car. You don't take it out.
Yeah.
And then
I have a Haynes manual. It's a history of underwear.
Oh, yes. Yes.
It's very interesting.
It was this big until Michael Jordan. And then, you know,
He's the GOAT.
He is the GOAT.
Yeah.
I saw something the other day that, you know, that LeBron didn't get one single vote for MVP. He's 38. At 40, Jordan got 16 votes.
Yeah,
for MVP. Did you see it on Facebook?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's easy to do it when you're just playing against milkmen and plumbers and and dunking over, you know, lawn care guys, just guys who trim bush.
We're going to get to LeBron here in a little bit.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah, we're going to we'll give LeBron his due.
Yeah, okay. We're going to give him his flowers.
Try to dunk over Bill Laimbeer and see how that goes.
That's right.
He was just a big oaf. Go ahead.
I'm Bill Laimbeer.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. Yeah. Go ahead.
He'd slam you to the floor, though.
Me?
You.
How about 100 gorillas?
Yeah, I would like to see Bill Laimbeer fight 100 gorillas.
Yeah.
I think he could beat 100 gorillas.
All right. Fair enough.
But going back to CCCUA just for a second, one of the things that they do is they've got all these, you talked about relevance. You talked about relevance.
This is narcissism at work here.
Third person stuff going on here.
Revelant.
Yeah, the Rebels. Rebels is going to talk about relevance.
Yeah.
The relevance in their programs, you know, you take these programs, there's a job at the end of it waiting on you. And, you know, one of the things we need to talk about is the digital engineering program they've just started and how they're doing that, fiber engineering, putting all that stuff together. I have no clue what it is, but I know it's right there on cutting edge and jobs waiting for you when you get out.
Yeah.
And you know, that they do that all the time, and I think that's just one of the ways that they are committed to our communities and making them a better place to work and live.
Definitely, man. Mm-hmm. Learn how to apply and enroll online today at www.cccua.edu. All right. Wraps up the area stuff. What's next? What do you guys want to talk about?
Let me just say, the way Greg Rebels would say it, let's move on to two teams we hope can win a national title.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Greg. Man.
That's pretty good. But personal experience, got to go see the Razorbacks. I got to see two out of the three game sweep of the Texas Longhorns. Man, you know, for an old dude like me, nothing better. You know, I was talking to some Texas fans and you know, a young guy, he was 23, you know, he was telling me how old he was. I said, you got to understand, man, when we were – y'all were the team that we wanted to beat when I was a kid. When I was your age and younger, that's the only team we cared about beating.
Yeah.
Was Texas.
That was it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you wanted to win games, but, I mean, Texas was the – that was the game that was pointed to all year
Arkansas
long.
Arkansas was in the Southwest Conference, and they were the only team outside of Texas in that conference.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and this – based on what they said on the radio after the game Saturday, is the first sweep by Arkansas baseball over Texas baseball. A three-game
sweep.
First ever since they started playing each other in 1974.
Wow.
So, I mean, they won some games against them, but never a sweep. Big deal. The biggest thing about it is, it gets Arkansas baseball back on the upswing. They've been on a little slump here, both batting and hitting. I mean, they were hitting home runs out like they were swatting flies.
Nice.
I think most people really didn't give us a chance. You know, Texas was number one, and most people just kind of overlooked us, like they're declining and back in the picture now.
Pitching was most excellent.
Yeah.
They did a really good job pitching.
That was a Bill and Ted move right there. It was most excellent.
It was most excellent.
Yeah, it was most excellent.
Was watching the game and watching them beat Texas better than skipping my barbecue, Greg?
I would have loved to have been at your barbecue.
It was raining.
but it didn't rain up there. Great 2 days for baseball. Did have a delay Friday night due to lightning, but after that, the weather was great.
Nice.
Softball took 2 out of 3 from LSU, so they won that series also. They're doing really well. Looking for both those teams to host regionals, here in a couple of weeks. So
that'll be a hard ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be a hard ticket to get.
Softball SEC tournament starts tomorrow?
Yeah, I believe so.
Or the next day, I believe.
Yep.
Ladybacks probably have a bye in that. I'm not sure. I hadn't seen a bracket.
I hadn't either, but it is this week. So they'll be starting before long. Herd beats Pam.
U-Spam. The University of Southern Pennsylvania at Morgantown.
Okay.
Spam.
U-Spam.
Yeah, we play them. It's I've got to give West Virginia a little bit of credit. You know, they won't play us in football anymore, but they play us 3 games in baseball. Mm-hmm. And they play one in Morgantown, one in Huntington, and one in Charleston. There's a ballpark in Charleston that was built for a single-A affiliate that went away after COVID. So Charleston doesn't have an affiliate anymore. But so they play there. And they beat us pretty bad at Morgantown. They got us by a run in Huntington, and we got them in Charleston. So that's a big win for Marshall. That was their 6th win against the top 25 team. Now, they're not going to host a regional. They're probably not even going to get in the NCAA tournament, but they've had a good season.
What's their record, Tony?
They're probably something like 25 and 15. Something okay. Like that. Yeah.
Well, that's a good year though.
Well, for the northernmost team in a southern based conference, mm-hmm. It is a good season. And Marshall baseball's turned around since they built their new stadium. If you build it, they will come.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, well, you know,
but beat West Virginia in anything.
Oh, yeah.
Is great for us.
They're yeah. always going to come to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if it's tiddlywinks. That's kind of like me in Texas.
Yeah.
You know, I'd rather see us beat Texas than anybody. You know, there's a lot of people that don't feel that way anymore because you got Alabama, LSU, and all those other
teams. The only thing that would make it better is a lot of people think that loss may have pushed West Virginia out of hosting a regional. You know, they're 16 seed.
Yeah.
So. They won't be this week, but they were last week.
Yeah.
And so it'll be interesting to see if it did. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
It'd be great. It'd be most excellent.
You would rather do that. You'd rather them get pushed out than go to the tournament, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's the same way I am. I understand that.
Gnarly.
Yeah. Gnarly. Well, you want to talk about basketball a little bit?
Oh, I'd love to talk about basketball.
You want to
talk about the great LeBron James.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's looking for some players.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He needs them.
Yeah. He needs a couple more. Luka wasn't enough.
A few more future Hall of Famers, and maybe they can get to the second round of the playoffs.
That's right.
Maybe. You get beat 4-1 by the Timberwolves.
Yeah. Well, I think
maybe
Anthony Edwards will be playing with them next year.
I was going to say, yeah. Anthony Edwards is one of the most exciting young players in the league.
Yeah, he really is. He's a good player. But, you know, and you know what I say about LeBron, right? I mean, that's all. I mean, I just it's time to quit, buddy. You know, I mean, he got to play with his son. You know, the 2 minutes that the guy was up there,
yeah,
and that Bronny was there, and I think that's probably, you know, he's what 40,
yeah.
You know,
well, and you look at the teams in the West, especially, and there's some really good young teams in the East too. I don't see the Lakers making a move on a championship anytime soon.
No,
and I'm going to tell you what, the Mavs, they've taken so much criticism for the trade, right? But you know, Luka, he's terrible on defense.
Oh yeah,
he's exactly. Horrible. Mm-hmm. They counted in the game that they lost 4 games. The last game, the 5th game of the series, he had 9 times. They called him blowbys, where somebody went by him and went to the hole. 9.
Yeah.
That's 18 points
yeah.
that you gave up. You got to score a lot of points to make up for 18 points that give up because you can't play defense.
That's right.
I'm going to take this Timberwolves opportunity for my Razorback mention, with the exception of baseball and softball, since I didn't have a number 39. Another one of the oldest players in the league plays for the Timberwolves, Mike Conley Jr. His dad was a legendary Razorback track superstar.
Was. Olympic champion also. And we thought we'd get him here to play basketball,
sure,
but he didn't
did.
Come. He went to Ohio State.
Yeah.
But you know.
Anybody ever hear an update on the I'm a Leva situation?
Well, they're still working out on the suit.
Are they?
Yeah, as far as the junior I'm a Leva.
Yeah.
Senior I'm a Leva, you know, got a.
I'm a Lefta.
He got a pay cut.
Yeah.
And going to UCLA. So nobody will ever hear from him again.
Well, they won't in in California. I mean. That's part of playing for UCLA, USC, Stanford, those teams, Cal, is you never get to see them on TV because you're asleep when they're on.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And, you know, why you do that after the year? I mean, and you go through spring practice and all that. It's just the black eye on NIL, I really believe. That.
It needed a black eye. It needs another one.
Well, it does. But I don't see how they're going to, you know, they're going to have to do something different. I still think they'll make it worse. That's what I think. But
they usually do.
Yeah, I know. But I'm still going with the fact that it's moving towards what we talked about.
A super conference.
Super conference that breaks off from the NCAA in football.
That way they can make their own rules.
That's right.
They'll have a commissioner like the NFL does.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's what I think is going to happen, but it may be 5 years from now, but it's going to happen. go back to NBA just for a little while. In the second round of the playoffs, Denver's going to be playing the Oklahoma City Thunder. I think that's going to be the most exciting series. You got the Joker, and you got a bunch of Arkansas Razorbacks playing for
the Oklahoma Thunder. Might have forgotten how to play.
They may have.
They've been resting for a while.
Yeah, they hadn't played in 2 weeks, I don't think. But I think that may be a great series, but I wouldn't put it past Denver to win that series.
Mm.
But Oklahoma's good too, so we'll see what happens there. And as you look at the Eastern Conference, Boston's looking pretty good.
Mm.
Yeah, you know, Stephen A. thinks the Knicks are going to give the Celtics a good series. I just don't see that.
Nah.
I don't see it.
That's just his New York talkings, all that is.
Yeah.
Who were the other two in the East? They played last
night. Pacers and the Pacers. Cavs.
Yeah, Pacers Cavs. And the Cavs. Okay. The Pacers won last night. Yeah. So they're up one day. Tony,
don't be surprised if the Warriors knock out the Timberwolves.
Oh, that wouldn't surprise me at all.
No, there's a lot of people saying they can't, but it wouldn't surprise me at all either.
No.
They still have the best shooter in the league.
They do, and as long as you have him, as long as the Lakers don't try to go get him, so they can add him to LeBron and Luka, yeah, and
that'll do
Jerry
it.
West, and
that'll fix it.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar,
magic. Yeah.
Get him in the second round of the playoff.
Yeah. So what about two different accidents here that we just that are just almost unbelievable. The first one really unbelievable to me. I don't know anything about either one of them, and if y'all do, and I'm sorry if I say this, I'm going to say alcohol was involved in both of these accidents.
Well, I know it was involved in the one at PNC Park.
Yeah.
But the John Elway golf cart incident where, you know, his agent, business associate, was riding with him, and he passed away in a golf cart accident. Just really tragic. And, you know, I've been on enough golf court carts to know that it can get away from you, you know, and alcohol doesn't have to be involved. I remember playing in West Virginia, all the courses like this, like kind of the Nashville Country Club, only those back home are on steroids. You know, if it's wet and you're going downhill, there was one time me and my buddy Joe were going down the hill, and I'm driving, and the thing starts spinning. I mean, going down the hill, spinning like this, and there's just nothing to do. And he dives out of the golf cart into the mud.
And you laugh.
I did.
Yeah, did he think that was the softest landing for him, or?
I don't know what he thought. I there was nothing to hit. We were just either, I think he thought that maybe the golf cart was going to turn over. That was my biggest fear. But I stuck it out. I stayed in the golf cart, you know, and I was probably three bills then, so I anchored that thing down.
Well, then him jumping out may have been what kept it from turning over.
I don't know. I think that probably put the weight all on my side.
So. Well, if it was on the uphill side, that's what happened.
But, you know, like
that's
John Elway.
That's the closest I've come to a golf cart accident.
The yeah. John Elway incident, you know, it didn't turn over. I believe the guy, they said, just fell off of the back of the golf cart.
Mm-hmm.
He was riding on the back, holding mm-hmm. on, and fell off and hit his head. And
yeah.
Yeah, it's a tragedy.
Yeah, it is. And then, talking about the fan at the Bucks game, Pittsburgh Pirate fan, jumped 21 feet just out of boredom.
Did he make it?
Well,
no,
he's in
I'm
critical
kidding.
Condition. Okay. He came down on his head. What happened was Andrew McCutcheon, there's a wall in Pittsburgh that's 21 feet high. It's for Roberto Clemente. If you remember in earlier podcasts, we talked about the wall because the Pirates took the number down off of it because they're a bunch of idiots. And the number's back up there now, by the way. McCutcheon hit a double off the wall, and the alcohol was involved, and I guess this guy thought he was going to go get it and leaned over the rail, leaned over too far, and come down on his head 21 feet onto the warning track.
He got it.
Oh, my lands.
Yeah, did he get the ball?
I don't know. I have no idea. If you go watch it, it's hard to watch.
Yeah.
It really is. And then immediately, I don't know who the person is, but immediately you see another person fall. They jumped intentionally to help him. They jumped 21 feet, and they're okay.
Wow.
But they didn't land on their head.
Let me tell you, though, if I jump 21 feet to get a ball and I get it and somehow survive.
Well, I don't think it was 21 feet at the time. I think McCutchen hit a ball high up on the wall and he's leaning over to
right,
get
right,
it.
Right, right, right.
And then he
and
just
fell.
Goes,
yeah. Well, if I went through all that trouble to get, I'm definitely not giving it to the kid next to me. All right? Definitely not.
You're not going to give it to the pretty girl?
No. All right? That should end, first off. I have a problem
with
that.
No more pretty girls getting balls?
No.
Or
no,
little kids?
No, no,
they got to
no.
catch them.
Yeah, that's right. You got. I'm gonna. You got to fight me. I mean, it's guys, like if you beat me,
you guys are hard. But you know, I've seen that in like football games a few times. You'll see them kick at your point or a field goal, and the people in the end zone, you know, lean over, try to get it, and will fall
yeah.
down into the runway.
Didn't somebody
there.
Fall at a Ranger game back when the Rangers were at the park across the street? That somebody fell a good distance because I remember. Who was the outfielder for them? He was a good ball player, but he had struggles with
Josh Hamilton.
Yeah. It was when he played. I remember that happening, and then the Rangers instantly installed these big rails with cables through them and things like that. And you know, although I can't see how this is the Pirates' fault, I guarantee you, there's going to be a lawsuit over this.
Well. You got to have a little. You got to take a little responsibility for your own actions, in my opinion.
Well, this is 2025.
No, I know.
No, you don't.
I guess not.
Again, this is America. It's a sue.
Well, you can sue anybody. You're right. Yeah. And the thing about it is, most insurance companies, you know, instead of going through the process of doing that, they'll just pay them.
Yeah, they'll just settle out.
Yeah,
they'll pay until the lawsuits are more than what it would cost to do the right thing.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. It's not about standing on a principle. It's about the
exactly.
It all started with a woman at McDonald's that spilled coffee. In her
That's
life.
Right.
Yeah.
And now it's to the point where, like car manufacturers, not that this is relevant, but it is to this conversation, they don't even test drive their stuff anymore. It's cheaper to just pay settlements off than to, you know, put the proper testing into vehicles. It's wild. So, yeah, 100%. And he should, I think, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, sure, personal responsibility, but, you know, and all that.
So you
I would.
You
would you?
You think you ought to sue?
Yeah.
Would I? No.
I probably would, but I'd consider giving up drinking at the ballpark.
Yeah. That's right. You wouldn't catch me at another one doing the same thing.
Maybe you slow down on the old Milwaukee's or something. Yeah.
Being a guy who is sober, but also a Pirate fan.
I'm sober
right
now, Tony.
I can see why you would want to drink at a Pirate game.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, you know, the thing about it is that guy had to be rich already.
Yeah,
if he could stay drunk, could stay drunk at a game, because those beers are about $20 a piece.
Yeah.
So,
Tony, speaking as a guy who's sober, I'm 2 days sober myself.
Yeah. Well done, man.
Hey, that's better than one.
You got
twice
a chip?
As good as one.
I know people that listen to this often wonder about while I'm on here.
Anything else y'all want to cover before we get done?
No, I think we have went through it. As far as national sports, kind of a slow week unless you're, you know, we talked a little bit about the NBA and a little bit about baseball, but
and there's some hockey playoffs going on.
There is, and I thought we would talk maybe about that next week. I also thought maybe we might bring Coach Sloan in next week and talk about the soccer team. They're having an amazing year.
Yeah,
or tape an interview with him, something like that.
Yeah, yeah. I think that'd be great. A couple of things that you know, that are relevant right now and that we can move forward with on that. But as for today, we're done.
Yeah.
So we just want to take this opportunity to thank all our sponsors. There's no way we could do it without you. We appreciate all of you being with us. Most of you have been with us since the very beginning, and we just thank you for that. We thank all the coaches and the play-by-play guys, Tyler, appreciate you.
Whatever.
The magic you do after this is, you know, you sit here and talk to us too, but the magic you do afterwards is what really makes it work.
You guys don't want to kick me out or do anything because I have all of you saying LeBron is the greatest basketball player ever. I just stitched it all together. So I have that and I'll release it on you. If you guys didn't
nobody would believe I said that.
Oh, that.
So as Greg would say, that's not a masterpiece.
Yeah.
It's a masterpiece.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I'm going to wear that one out.
Yeah, yeah. We could keep going with it.
That's right. Well, anyway,
we just sit around and think about this.
Yeah.
It's powerful stuff.
It just comes to
it's powerful stuff.
Dude, I can just say that picture of Tuttle. You just kind of sitting on his couch, like, you know, like Briscoe Darling sitting at the courthouse waiting for Andy to get back and open the door.
Yeah.
I'm pretty quick-witted. You know, it's not like I knew Greg was going to do that.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, he did a good job. I got to admit, there's got to be some reason we got him on here. So we're
still looking.
Yeah, I know. We'll find that reason eventually. But anyway, we appreciate everybody being on here and helping us out, the coaches, the play-by-play guys, because, you know, they're busy, and we bother them about getting information from them and stuff. Just appreciate them so much. And most of all, we appreciate the kids. That's the reason we do it. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
See you next week.